Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When it comes to special education, Michigan schools are not performing well. A recent report from the U.S. Department of Education found Michigan was the only state failing enough federal special ed requirements to be considered in need of federal intervention. Tomorrow, on Statewide Count Day, special ed advocates are rallying at the state capitol to demand action to improve services for students with special needs. Joining us now, Mark McWilliams, an attorney with Michigan Protection and Advocacy Services. Mark, what do you feel are the policies and decisions that set our state on this course that's so dismal when it comes to special education?
Well, thank you, Cindy, for having me on. I think there are lots of people who are working really hard to try to serve students. I think the system is starved for resources, not just schools, but mental health services, housing, transportation, and job support. These are problems that exist around the country, but Michigan has especially struggled. The numbers speak for themselves.
When I think of how many years you've done this work, many years, have things gotten better or worse in your view?
I think that we've seen some improvements in some very specific areas. Our agency, for example, for a number of years has worked on trying to improve the complaint investigation process. And we've seen some improvements in how the state focuses on systemic issues within districts and how they focus on substantive issues that affect actual outcomes for students with disabilities. What we haven't seen happen is once there are problems that are identified, we haven't seen a focus on improving student outcomes, not just for individual students, but for all students in a district when problems are identified.
And to the point where, as I mentioned, the Federal Department of Education says Michigan needs intervention. How much of a difference do you think this federal intervention would make?
Well, it depends on what kind of intervention they're talking about. I think that there needs to be a focus on outcomes not just at the state level, but also at the federal level. There needs to be a focus on how the entire system is supported and what the goals are. There are new court decisions that have come out within the last year that have increased the standards that schools will be held to in providing an appropriate education and in providing education in the least restrictive environment. And more than ever, the focus at both the state and the federal level needs to be on student outcomes and bringing the outcomes up to where you see students without disabilities.
And how do you see that happening? If you could craft a system that would be the best system possible for these students with the special needs, what would it look like?
Well, I would start by asking a question about what works for all students. And many of the things that work for all students are things that can also work for students with disabilities. There have been a number of state task forces that have issued findings on how to improve general education for students without disabilities. They focus on teacher quality. They focus on support in the educational environment. They focus on things like positive behavior supports for students with challenging disability-related behavior. And those kinds of interventions, in my view, can go a long way toward also improving educational outcomes for students with disabilities.
Give us an example, Mark, if you could, of a typical case where you would work on for a family with a special needs student. What are the kinds of barriers that they smack up against in getting their kids the help they need?
Okay, so most of our students are students with challenging behaviors. They may be students that are labeled as emotionally impaired, and because of their disability, they're struggling to participate in school, they're struggling to stay in school, and often they find themselves either pushed out of school for part of a day or sometimes all of a day. Sometimes they're put on homebound instruction 2 hours a week. Sometimes they're put on partial school days and they're asked to earn their way back into a full school day. And this is all for behavior that is often related to their disability and behavior that probably could be redirected and brought to an end through evidence-based practices like positive behavior supports. So what we do is we talk to students, we talk to the parents, we get educational records. We may file a complaint, which is just a letter with the State Department of Education, asking them to investigate and find that the school needs to provide more appropriate services to support the students in school. That complaint process is pretty fast. It's about 60 calendar days. Then once the finding comes back, as I say, we're getting more success in the state finding that schools need to do more. The next step, though, is they need to then get involved to make sure that the school is doing what's necessary to get the kid back in school and get them growing and learning again.
Here's what I'm wondering about the fact that there's this rally tomorrow on statewide count day. What's the message of the rally, and how do you think we can hold the state accountable for the poor condition of special education in Michigan?
Well, I think that you're going to have a variety of speakers who are going to have a variety of suggestions on what to do about improving education. It's not just about education, first of all. It's also about the community supports that students and parents get in school, mental health services, affordable housing, transportation, especially for older students, employment and work supports to make sure that they have the skills ready to be part of, you know, the working world once they're out. That's a big part of it. I think the state needs to get involved directly. You know, there's a proposal. I know that they are trying to delegate some of the responsibilities to the intermediate school districts. And, you know, the state is responsible for making sure that children with disabilities have access to an appropriate education. And they need to step up and do that.
Mark McWilliams, an attorney with the Michigan Protection and Advocacy Services. Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
The Michigan Department of Education sent us a statement reading in part, and I quote, "We are committed to providing a quality education for all students in Michigan, including those with special needs. The Michigan Department of Education's work to become a top 10 education state in 10 years is designed to better support intermediate school districts to address local school district improvements. We are in the process of moving in a new direction to improve educational outcomes for students with disabilities."